Holding on Yud Beis Amud Aleph, top line. We learned yesterday about, we were analyzing a Mishnah and the Gemara on it in Sanhedrin, where you have a Machlokas, Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, how much of an, if Edim sort of contradict each other as far as the time when an event took place, can we accept their edus or not? Rav Meir had said that if one says during the second hour and one says during the third hour, then that can still work. And Rav Yehuda said, and Rav Yehuda had said third and fifth respectively, meaning, so in other words, obviously Rav Yehuda is allowing more of a leeway than Rav Meir, but the question was how much? We had two different versions of what Abaya said. One version was that according to the mayor, we don't really allow that either of them made a mistake at all. We say, for example, the thing happened at the very end of the second hour going into the third hour. So like exactly at 3 o'clock, let's say. So one of them is calling at the end of the second hour and the other one's calling at the beginning of the third hour, but they both actually mean the same time. Therefore, if it's any further apart than that, then no. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda is allowing that each of them might be half an hour off. It happened, let's say at 3:30. So one of them is calling it three because it's during the 3 hour and the other one is calling it the beginning of the fifth hour because it's a half hour before that. That was one version of Abaya. The other version of Abaya is Rav Meir will allow that a person might make a mistake of a couple of minutes. It happened, let's say, at 2:59 or 3:01. So the one who says during the second hour, for example, is thinking because it was 2:59. So that's the second hour. Okay, strictly 2:59 would be the third hour, whatever. You understand the point, though. So 2:59 is when it happened. So one of them mistakenly calls it the third hour because his watch or his idea of time is a couple of minutes off. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda would allow that a person might be up to an hour and a little bit off. It happens, let's say at 3:59. So one of them says it's during the third hour, thinking of the 3 and 3:59, and the other one thinks it was during the fifth hour because he thinks it's about 5 o'clock. Those were the two versions of what Abaya said about it. So the Gemara continues, and afterwards, after we analyze the whole matter, which is going to take the whole rest of, this whole Amud in the beginning of the next Amud. After that, we're going to relate it back to the Machlokas in our Mishnah, where a mayor and a Yehuda argue how much of a safety margin do we have to build in that you can't eat, you have to stop eating chametz before the time when it's also Daraisa. So the Gemara says, also Rav Huna Breid Rav Yehuda, Rav Huna Breid Rav Yehuda went, Amru L'Shmait Sakamei Rava, and he told over this discussion and this statement of Abaya to Rava. Omar, so Rava said, it doesn't really seem right. Now you're telling me, Abaya, that let's say, for example, in the first version of Abaya, when the first aide says 2 hours in the second hour and the second aide says in the third hour, we can assume that it means it happened exactly at the turning of the hour, and therefore one of them is calling at the end of the previous hour and the other one is calling at the beginning of the next one. But is that necessarily so? Uma ilu daikinen bahani sahadi. Let's say, for example, let's focus, for example, more on Rabbi Huda's opinion, where according to the first version of Abaya, we're allowing a half hour where each of them could be wrong a half hour in each direction. So that happened at 3:30, let's say, and one of them therefore calls it during the third hour. And the other one being a half hour off calls it, and the other one being a half hour off calls it at the beginning of the fifth hour. But why are we assuming? If we were to be more precise and ask these edim more particularly, and what do you mean by the third hour? What do you mean by the fifth hour? It could very well be that the one who says three would tell us he means at the beginning of the third hour. He means 3:01. And the one who says five, the fifth hour, means the end of the fifth hour, 4:59. So, uh, So why should we assume that they mean 359 and 501 when they could just as well mean 301 and 559, actually better? If you were to say that that's what they mean, and if you were to ask them more precisely, then that would be the result. They might very well say that. So therefore, Vahavia Adus Mukheshis. It would come out to be an Adus that contradicts, that where the two Adim are contradicting each other. Veloy Kathlinen. So we wouldn't be able to execute the person that they're saying. They're saying Reuven killed Shimon. One says during the third hour, one says during the fifth hour. You, Abaya, are assuming we're going to give the most generous interpretation of their third and fifth hour in order not to make them contradict each other and say that each one of them is a half hour off. But how can we do that? It doesn't necessarily, that's not necessarily what they themselves are thinking of. Should we go and be executing somebody? Should we be going and executing somebody out of a suffix? Maybe this is what they meant. Maybe this is what they meant with their edus. If you're telling me the maximum we're allowing, we can't assume that they're more than half an hour off in time, they might very well be. After all, the Pasuk says that the Pasuk describes that the Ada, meaning the congregation, meaning a certain segment of the Beis Din at least, has to be, well, the Ada has to be judging the person, the Hitzilua Ada, and they have to save him, which means Beis Din is always obligated to try and find whatever reasons we can in order to pater the guy from Chiyuv Misa. So like this, the Torah is telling you that you have to ask them, as we're going to learn further down on the Amud, that you have to ask them, among other things, what time it happened. But how can you say that once they said third hour and once they said fifth hour, we're able to assume that by third hour, they mean close to the end of the third hour, and fifth hour, they mean close to the beginning of the fifth hour. Therefore, they're only half an hour apart each from the time it actually happened. It actually happened at 4:30, let's say, and therefore, say we can execute the guy, don't we as Beis Din have an obligation the other way around to try to exonerate the person if possible, and therefore to say that third hour might actually be 301 rather than 359, fifth hour might be 559 rather than 501, and then they're almost 3 hours apart. So of course, so how can you, Abaya, say that's what it means? Elo Amar Rava. So Rava says, okay, well, then we have to say that both Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda are allowing for a much larger leeway. A person might be much more off when it comes to the time. According to Rav Meir, we can say a person might be mistaken by the time by as much as 2 hours minus a little bit. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, he could be off by as much as 3 hours minus a little bit. Meaning, according to Rabbi Meir, we would say, we have to allow that he might be off by as much as 2 hours minus a couple of minutes. Namely, so what happens? Reuven did kill Shimon. They're coming to Beis Din to report it. But either it happened at 2:01 or at 3:59. So one of them says it was during the second hour, and that so if it was at 2:01, one says it was during the second hour, and he's correct because it was at 2:01, and that's the beginning of hour number two. On the other hand, the other one says 3:59. He's off by almost 2 hours. He thought it was 3:59. Really, it's 2:01. And Reb Meir would consider that to be a valid mistake that a person can make. And therefore, that's not reason enough to say that we have to throw out their edus. Or it could be the other way around. It happened at 3:59, and one of them is saying 2:01 because he's off again in the other direction by almost 2 hours. Now, Tosfos does explain that Rava would say, unlike Abaya, that we're not going to assume both of them made the mistake. In Abaya, we were saying that it could even be that both of them, for example, in Abaya's first Lashon, we said they could be a half hour off. We said each of them could be a half hour off. Rava is not allowing for that, because otherwise, of course, you'd have to take the amount that he's mentioning over here and double it. So what you'd say is that one of them got the time right, and the other one got it wrong. So therefore we'll allow it. Ledivir, Rabbi Yehuda, Adam Taya Shola Shoyes, Chasamashu, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, he might be off by as much as close to 3 hours, might, where he says that 3 and 5 are acceptable. Maisiki have a Oibet Chilas Sholosh Oibet Soif Chomish. The thing happened at 3:01 or at 5:59. Vachad Minay Katoy Sholosh Shoyes, Chasamashu. So again, it happened at 3:01. One of them mistakenly says it was at 5:59, the end of hour number 5. Which is almost 3 hours off, or vice versa. It was at 3:59, and one of them says it's 3:01. So Rabbi Yehuda would consider that an acceptable error that the person might make. So that would be it then. So if we were to ask them, now we could of course ask them and find out that they mean that there's much less of a margin of error than that. It could be, for example, that when the one says 3 hours and the other says 5 hours, they do in fact mean 3:59 and 5:01 respectively, and then each one of them is only off, and then each of them is only off by a much smaller, the thing happened, let's say, at 3:59, and therefore one of them is only off by an hour. But we said before, it can't be that we have to assume that, because then that goes against the Hitzilua Eder. The whole point is we have to try to look for ways to exonerate the accused. So therefore, we have to say, according to Rava, that Rabbi Yehuda is saying a person could be off on the time by as much as 3 hours. So when he says that something happened in the fifth hour, it could have actually happened as early as 3:01, and he would and we would still say that he's correct in what he's saying. And he and the other aide match up enough to be able to execute the guy. So now the Gemara is we're gonna look at the Mishnah, where this whole concept of examining the Edom, of course, examining the Edom comes from, and then we're gonna figure out whether that works according to this explanation of Rava. Tznan. We learn in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Hoyu Boidkin Oisoy, or Oisom really, the Sheva Chakiris. They would examine, they would interrogate the Edim with 7 Chakiris. The Gemara there explains that actually we learn from Sukkim, Gzeris Akosov, that there have to be 7 questions that we ask the Edim. So they start out, Be'ezer Shavua, which Shemitah cycle during the Yovel cycle did this happen in? So we know the years are divided into sevens and into Shemitahs, and then every 7th Shemitah there's a Yovel. So you have a time, therefore, is divided into units of 49 or 50 years. Within that, you ask them which number Shemitah during the Yovel was this. Then Be'ezer Shana, which particular year within the Shemitah cycle was it? Be'ezer Chodesh, what month was it in? Be'kama B'chodesh, what day of the month? And we learned yesterday that there we allow a leeway of 1 day. If one of them says it was the 2nd of the month, for example, and the other one says it was the 3rd of the month, then that's fine. They're not contradicting each other, because we can say one of them knew the previous month was 30 days, was a Chodesh Me'uber, and the other one didn't. Then we ask Be'ezer Yoim, what day of the week? And what day of the week? Tosfos points out, once they already have the day of the month and the day of and the day, once they already have the month and the day of the month, why do we need the day of the week b'chalal? Once we know one, we automatically know the other. So Tosfos says, okay, the fact is there is a gzeiros hakosev that you need 7. So therefore, we still need to ask them this one. We need to make sure the din is, as the Gemara is going to say in a second, that with all the chakiris, which is all these 7 chakiris, they have to be able to give an answer. If they say I don't know, then we say forget about it. So therefore, they have to be able to say a day of the week. And by the way, this applies, even if, let's say, they come to Beis Din and says this happened yesterday, we're still going to ask them all these questions. We're still going to ask them, what do you mean yesterday? What Shmita within this Yovel cycle was it? Et cetera, et cetera. Also, Tosfos says that, again, if you have, let's say, what happens? We said before, if one of them says it was on the 2nd of the month and the other says it was on the 3rd of the month, then we said we could accept their Eidos, but only if they match up on the day of the week. So if one says it was Wednesday Beis Kislev and the other says it was Wednesday Gimel Kislev, then we can say, fine, one of them knows that this year Cheshven had 30 days and the other one doesn't, so we can still accept their Eidos. But if they didn't say the day of the week, we wouldn't have a way of cross-checking that. So therefore, they do have to say the day of the week. Be'ezer Shah, the 6th one they have to say is what time, what hour of the day did it happen? And finally, Be'ezer Mokim, what place did it happen? Then beyond that, beyond those 7 questions, they ask them a whole bunch of other questions as well. They have to ask them, in addition, things like they have to ask him also, for example, Rashi gives some examples. Do you recognize the person? You know, if we bring him to Beis Din now, would you be able to identify him? Did you give Masra? Which weapon did he use? And then you have things that are less relevant, such as, for example, what color clothes was he wearing? According to the Gemara says, Vatanya, we learn in a Braisa, Ma ben Chakiris Labedikis. What is the difference between Chakiris, the seven questions that it mentions in the Mishnah, and Bedikis, all the other ones? The difference is Chakiris, Omer Echad Man, any idea. With the seven questions, if one of them says, I don't know, Edus and Ptela, then their Edus is Batal, and we throw it out. Bedikus, but when it comes to the other questions, the supplementary questions that they ask them, even if both of them say we don't know, the Edus is still valid. The Rambam actually makes a distinction. Rashi over here seems to be saying that Bedikus includes everything, both things that are essential to establishing the case, like whether they gave Hasra, and things that are less essential, such as what color clothing he was wearing. The Rambam actually draws a distinction and says the ones that are essential to the case are they're similar to Chakiris, but they're not the actual seven Chakiris, because those we learn from Psukim, but they aren't, since they're essential to establishing the case, those also you have to have the Edim know, the Edim know an answer to them, and they can't say we don't know. If Beis Din asks them what weapon did he use, for example, if they say I don't know, that's no good. But if they ask him what color shirt was he wearing, then the Edom are able to say we didn't pay attention to that kind of detail. And then their Edus is valid. If they contradict each other on any detail, by the way, we still throw out the Edus. So even with Bedikus, if we ask them what color shirt was he wearing, and one of them says it was a black shirt and the other one says it was a white shirt, we're still going to throw out the Edus. But if one of them says it was a black shirt and the other one says I don't know, or even if both of them say I don't know, then that's fine. We can keep the Edus. So in the Gemara and Sanhedrin there we discuss Maishno Chakiris or Maishno Bedikus. Why indeed is there that difference between Chakiris and Bedikus that you're telling me that with Chakiris? Now let's say, for example, remember the first Chakira is what year in the Shemitah, what Shemitah in the Yovel cycle was this? Why do we expect the person to know, such that if he said, why do we expect him to have that in it, to have that available or off the top of his head, such that if he says, I don't know, then we would throw out the Aegis? No, the color clothing is not as important because the fact is he killed him. But why is it that by Chakiris was saying that if any of these seven, he says, I don't know, then we throw out the Aegis, whereas the color of the shirt, for example, we don't. What's the difference? Yeah, okay, he's not, right, okay, fine, okay. Ve'amrinan, yes, okay, so maybe you could say he's not expert on the calendar. Ve'amrinan, and the answer is, because Chakiris, Omer Echane Mehen Eni Yedei, Edus and Pela, you know why, if one of them says by the Chakiris, that I don't know, why the Edus is bottle, to have your Edus Chi'i after Yochel Hazima, because then you end up with an Edus that you can't be Mazim. In order for Edus to be valid, it has to be possible for other Edim to be able to come and say, what do you mean you're giving Edus on such and such? You were with us, Imanu Hayisem, in such at that time in a different place. And if the second Edim check out, then we have the rule that the Torah says, Vasisim loy kashazomam, the first Edim get punished with whatever punishment they intended for the first person to get. So if they're coming and saying, if the first two Edim are coming and saying that Reuven killed Shimon, which would make him Chayiv Misa, with Besayif, with Hereg, and then two other Edim coming. Now remember, the other two Edim are not saying we disagree and say Reuven didn't kill Shimon. The second Edom are saying, we don't know. Maybe Reuven killed Shimon, maybe he didn't. That's not our department. What we're coming and saying is, you say that on such and such a date and such and such a time in Yerushalayim, Reuven killed Shimon. On that date and on that time, you were with us in Tzfas. So therefore, so if the second Edom check out, then the Torah tells us we believe the second Edom and the first Edom are Edom Zomim, and they get whatever punishment they were going to have the guy get. In this case, it would be Misa. So that's the point. If you have, if they don't give, if any one of the seven details, if they don't give it, if they say, I don't know, then it's an Edus, Shi'iyat Yochel Azima. How could you have Edom Zomim then? Because if Edom Zomim come and say, at this time and this date, you were with us in, if they come and say, at this time and this date, you were with us in Tzfas, the Edom will, the first Edom will say, the Beis Din will be able to say, okay, but they didn't say exactly what time or exactly what year it was. They meant they meant it was on Beis Kislev during the fifth Shemitah of the Yovel cycle. And you're talking about, you were with them there and during the fourth Shemitah of the Yovel cycle. So it would be Edus Shiyati Yochel Hazima. Therefore, they need to be able to give every one of these details.
Why do you say that only the first group of Edim can be Zomimim and why not both groups?
So actually, are you asking why only the first group can be Zomim and not the second? I mean, this isn't really the place to discuss that at length. That'll be in Masechta Makkos. But the Gzeres HaKosov is that we believe the second Edim. Gzeres HaKosov is once the first Edim. Remember, the first Edim are not saying anything about the Maiseh. They're saying about the Edim themselves that you are invalid Edim because you weren't there at the time that you claim that you were there. Gzeres HaKosov is we believe the second Edim over the first one. You do have cases. The Mishnah mentions in Makkos, you can have a case where a third set of Edim comes and says about the second ones that actually Imanu HaYisim, they would come and say to the second set of Edim, at that time when you claim that you were in Tzfas with the first Edim, you were actually with us in your Shalayim, and therefore the first Edim are good after all. So you could go back and forth like that. Again, the Mishnah Mishnayis and the Gemara in the first Perek of Makkos discuss such scenarios. But in the plain case where you have two Edim come and then two other Edim come, then the Torah tells us we believe the second Edim. And then we punish the first Edim appropriately.
That's Gzeres HaKosov.
That's just how it is. Yeah, I know that different Rishonim and Achronim bring possible logical reasons behind it. One of the main ideas they talk about is in fact the idea that since the second Edim are not coming to be made about the event, but rather about the first Edim themselves, then therefore in effect what they're doing is they're saying with their Edus that the first Edim themselves are not Edim at all, because they're saying they saw such and such, but they can't have seen it. So as long as the second ones check out, then we accept them over the first ones. But that's just how it is. Anyway,
where's the Gzeres HaKosov?
That's the Gzeres HaKosov, because the pasuk says that Vasisim loy kasher zomam. The pasuk describes that the Vahina Ed Sheker Hoyd, that you check out the Edim, and it turns out that they're lying, and the Gemara explains there, based on the Pesukim, that what it means is that a second set of Edim came and said Imanu Hayisim.
Are you infer that it's just the second set? The Kosov doesn't say.
Because that's what it is. That's how we learn in the Mishnayos and the Gemara and Makkos. That's how it is. The second set, we cross-examine them. As long as they check out with all the Hakiris and Bedikas, then we believe them over the first set. That's just how it is. So now, the point is, again, therefore, so all the Hakiris are... So now, according to Rashi, it's easy to understand why we don't care if they say any Yedea about any of the other details. Even if they say, let's say, any Yedea about the weapon, let's say, that doesn't matter. You can still be Mazim the Edus without that detail. According to the Rambam, though, the fact is, I mean, you know, what weapon he used is a pretty essential detail to establishing the truth of the Edus, and therefore they have to be able to say they know that as well. But in terms of the difference between what we're allowing them to say any Edea and whatnot, the seven Chakiris, all seven of them are essential in order to have Edus Sha'ata Yochel Azima. So therefore, getting back to the Gemara. So again, Chakiris, the point is, why is it Batal? Dehavila Edus Shi'iyata Yochel Hazima. Because then if they say, I don't know, to any one of the seven Chakiris, then the result is an Edus that you can't be Mazim. Because whenever the second Edim come and say, the hypothetical second Edim come and say, Imanu Hayisem, Beis Din would always be able to say, yeah, but the first Edim said they don't know this particular detail, so they might have been there in the same place at the same time 7 years later, let's say. So therefore they need to know that detail. Bedikas, Edus Sha'ata Yochel Hazima. On the other hand, when it comes to Bedikas, the fact is it doesn't matter whether we're talking about the Bedikas of what weapon or whether we're talking about the Bedikas of what color shirt he was wearing. Either way, you don't need those in order to be able to mimazim. And therefore the Edus still works. So now that we understand that point. So now let's get back to, again, we had Abaya and Rava arguing how much do we assume that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda are going to say that a person could be off time-wise. What we said was, according to Rava's understanding of Rabbi Yehuda, a person could be off by as much as close to 3 hours. He could be saying that it happened during the third hour. Really, it was at 5:59, but he was off by almost 3 hours. He should have said it was during the fifth hour, meaning the very end of the fifth hour, and instead he says the third hour, meaning the very beginning of the third hour, and that's still an acceptable margin of error. The question now becomes, if you're going to say a person can be off by that much, When you do the chakiris of what time, that also is an edus that you can't be mazim. Because they're going to say we made a mistake. What happens if the edim say? So what happens? The edim come and say the edim come and say respectively that. So they come and say it happened. One says it happened during the third hour. One says it happened during the fifth hour. We're saying one of them is making a mistake. We don't yet know which one. Now what happens if other edim come and they say, wait a minute, during the third hour you were with us in Tzfas. So what? So Beis Din can say, okay, but maybe they didn't really mean, maybe the one aid of the first set didn't really mean the third hour. He meant the fifth, but he was off by a couple of hours. And then it's again, Eidus Shiyati Yochel Azima. So according to Abaya, according to the various versions of Abaya, it's easier to understand. But according to Rava, that we're allowing him to have 2 or 3 hours, they might be mistaken, then how are you able to be Mazim such Eidus? The answer is exactly that. You're right. If Edom Zomim come, we're going to have to see to it that the Edom Zomim's Eidus covers the entire time in which they could make a mistake. Meaning, according to the mayor, that Rava is saying that a mayor will say a person could be off by up to 2 hours. What happens? He's saying, one of them is saying it was during the third hour. So therefore, we have to give them 2 hours in each direction. So we're going to give them from the beginning of the first hour of the day until the end of the fifth hour of the day. In other words, actually, we have to look at both Edim. Remember, in order to do the din of Hazama, it has to be that you mazim both Edim. If the second set of Edim were to come and say to the one Edim, let's give them names. Reuven and Shimon come and testify that Pliny killed Pliny. Levi and Yehuda then come and say Imanu Hayisem. Only it has to be both of them. If Levi and Yehuda come and say, Reuven, you were with us in Tzfas at that time, that's not enough to execute them as Edim Zomim, or to punish them as Edim Zomim. You need, they say, both Reuven and Shimon were with us, Imanu HaYisim, in a certain place. So what we do is like this. So again, one of them is saying the second hour, the other one is saying the third hour. The one who said the second hour, we're going to say, again, he might have been off by as much as 2 hours. We're going to allow him, we're going to say, he might have meant it was during the first hour of the day, or the second, or the third, or the fourth. And therefore, if the second set, Levi and Yehuda, come and say that Reuven, you were with us in Tzfas during the first and second and third and fourth hour of that day, then we're on the way to making him Edim Zomim. Now we need to do the same thing with the other one. The other one said during the third hour, same thing. We're going to do the first, second, third, fourth, and fifth, and that's it. As long as Levi and Yehuda come and say, you were with us in Tzfas for the entire time from the first hour to the fifth hour of the day, then we have made them both Edim Zomim. Because now, according to the mayor, that is, because now we've covered the entire possible time that even if we were to give the most generous interpretation, when the one says the second hour, he really might have meant the first, he really might have meant the third, he really might have meant the fourth, but that's it. Beyond that, we don't say, the mayor is not going to say, according to Rava, that he could make a mistake any more than that. And the Gemara continues, Uvedinu denesiv lahumi ikrat fei. Now, if Reb Meir is allowing 2 hours in each direction, really we should be giving him one extra hour beforehand, before the first hour of the day. Ella ben yamam alalel yolato inchi. But as we're going to say further on, people don't make a mistake between day and night. So when he said it was during the second hour of the day, there's no possible way that he could be, that we could allow that he really means it was at the end of the night, because it would still have been dark. So according to the mayor, as long as the other edim say that they were with them for those entire 5 hours, then we have an edus shati yochel hazim. And Ulu Rabbi Yehuda, Yahavin and Lahum Tchilas Shor Rishona, Vad Soif Shtishis. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we're going to give them one extra hour at the end, given that the second person says it was during the third hour, and Reb Meir is saying, and Reb Yehuda rather is saying that. So Reb Yehuda had given the case where one of them says the third hour and the other one says the fifth hour. So we're going to give him until the end of the sixth hour. And again, Uvedinu Denesiv Lahumi Ikrat Fei. Really, we should be giving him more. So the one who said three, we allow him the first and second hour, and also third, and also fourth, and also fifth. The one who says the fifth hour, we allow him third, fourth, fifth, and sixth. And when we stop there, we have to stop there. Again, well, so we have to stop beforehand. Again, like in Remeir, we can't say that he didn't, we can't say that we allow him any more time before that. The one who said the third hour, remember, we should be allowing him up to 3 hours, but we can't allow him the last hour of the night because there's no way that he could have made that mistake. So as long as the new Edim come and say, you were with us beginning from the morning of that day, then that's enough to be mazim. And according to the Yehuda, we should be going in the other direction as well. We should say the one who says it was during the fifth hour, we're going to say that he could have actually meant any time from the second hour and onward, because almost 3 hours difference. So second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth, and then we stop there. But given that the sun is in the east during the morning and during the west and in the west during the afternoon, that we already said in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda agrees that then a person is not going to make a mistake on that. So therefore, that's the cutoff point at Chatzos. And therefore, if the other eight, so therefore we don't need the other Edim to come and say, you were with us any time after Chatzos, after the sixth hour of that day, because at that point we can say, even if they don't know, even if they weren't with them in the afternoon, that's fine. There was no way that his Edus, that it was in the fifth hour of the morning, could possibly be understood by Beis Din as meaning that really it was the afternoon and he was off as far as the time. So therefore, that's the bottom line, in other words, is that according to Rava, it's not a question from the Mishnah and Sanhedrin, because that's what we're going to do. We're going to say, it is an Eidus Shati Yochel Hazima. All it means is we're going to say that the new Edim have to be able to say that Imanu Hayisem for a longer period of time, for the entire 5 or the entire 6 hours that they could potentially have gotten the time wrong. But as long as they do that, then it's an Eidus Shati Yochel Hazima. Now, of course, I mean, you could say the same thing as far as the other Chakiris as well. You could say, for example, if they don't know what month it is, then the other people can give Eidus that you were with us the entire month. But it is a Gzeres HaKosev that you need 7 Chakiris, and therefore we're saying that any of the 7 Chakiris, they do have to be able to provide an answer to. But Rava is saying, the Gemara is saying over here, according to Rava, once they provide an answer, Be'ezer Shah, then we can, then we don't have to be too fine-grained on it. Then as long as we have that they were Yotze, what the Torah says, to ask them the Chakira of what time it is, and therefore within that, then already we can apply the margins of error, how much he could have been off in one direction or another, and allow that the other edim that are coming to me mazim them are correct, and that they are in fact edim zem. Tosfos also points out that we could ask, I mean, you have to ask, the second set of Edim also could be off on the time, right? Why are we assuming that only the first Edim, one or the other of them, is off on the time? You could do the same thing with the Mazimim as well, which means, in other words, the result would be, by the way, if that happens, then we wouldn't make the first Edim Zimimin. The maximum we could do is make them Mukhoshim, that we've contradicted them. When you have a case where the first Edim are not, you could have a case, for example, here we're talking about all this time, where they're saying Imanu Hayisim. Imagine if, for example, instead you have other Edim that come and say that, never mind Imanu Hayisim, you weren't with us at that time, but we can testify that Reuven didn't kill Shimon because Shimon is alive and well. So that doesn't make them Edim Zomimin. That makes them Edim Mukhoshim. They've just been contradicted. Beis Din can punish them if they need to, as they see fit, but there's no particular statutory penalty that the Torah lays out for that. So Tosfos says, the fact is that, again, we say that we don't assume that two Edim made a mistake. According to Rava, the whole point is we're saying only one Ed might make a mistake in time, not the other one. Therefore, when the Edim Mazimim, when the second set of Edim come and say, you were with us the entire time let's say from the first to the sixth hour, we're not going to assume that they're making a mistake anywhere in that time. And we can only assume that of the two Edim, where one of them came and said third and one said fifth, that one of them is off on the time. Also, Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz points out an important thing in this. He says, we only say this whole concept of people making a mistake in time only when the Edim seem to be contradicting themselves in the first place, where one said second hour and one says third, or one says third and one says fifth. If the two of them say the same hour, then we don't do any of this. If both of them come to Beis Din and say it was during the second hour, then we're going to take them at their word and say they both mean it was the second hour. Again, for the reason that our Tosfos are saying, because we don't assume both of them are making a mistake. Therefore, now we don't need Edim. Now we don't need Edim Mazimim, the second Edim, to come and say you were with us for the entire 5 or 6 hours. It's enough if they say you were with us during the second hour in order to make them Edim Zomim. When do we need this whole thing that they need to be able to say you were with us for 5 or 6 hours? Only if to begin with the two Edim seem to contradict each other on the time, where then in order to salvage their Edus, we're saying, and we're having to say that one or the other of them made a mistake, right?
Okay. So how many hours are they for, in difference for each opinion?
So now we're saying like this. According to Rava, what we're saying is that according to the mayor, according to Rava's understanding of the mayor, we would say they have a maximum of 5 hours to work with. The first, second, third, fourth, and fifth hours of the day. If the new Edim come and say, you guys, Reuven and Shimon, were with us the entire 5 hours, then they've made both of them Zomim. Because no matter how generously we interpret the first aid's statement that it was during the second hour and the second aid's statement that it was during the third hour, no matter what, they're all the possible times in which either of them could be off on the time are covered by this new Edus. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, we would allow 6 hours. As the Gemara is saying, really, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we should be allowing 7 hours. And really, according to the mayor, we should be allowing another hour in the beforehand. But at that point, you're already getting into night versus day. And that at that point, you're already getting into night versus day. And that we can't allow. And we're also getting into before Chatzos and after Chatzos. And that we also can't allow. People don't make such mistakes. So therefore, so we're left with 5 hours according to the mayor and 6 hours according to the Yehuda. If the new Edim come and say, Imanu Hayisim, you were with us during those entire 5 hours or during those entire 6 hours, then the result is the first set are Edim Zomim, because both of them have been contradicted and therefore we go and do to them Kasha Zomim. On the other hand, remember, for example, if the first Edim, let's say the first Edim were to only come and say, sorry, the second Edim, if the second Edim, let's say, were to come and say that we were the Imanu Hayisim, let's say, only during the first, second, third, and fourth hours, that wouldn't make the first set Zomimim. Because remember, the second one said, the second one said it was during the third hour. The third hour could mean, even according to the mayor, as much as even the beginning of the fifth hour. So Beis Din can say, what do you mean? We can't make them Zomimim. Fine, you've contradicted one aid completely because the one aid you were obviously with the whole time, but the other one, maybe, maybe not. He said the third hour. He really might have meant it was after 4 o'clock and he's off by almost 2 hours, or it was almost 5 o'clock, which the mayor allows him to be off by almost 2 hours. And you don't say that you were with him at that time. So therefore, you don't have an aidus where you were mazim both them, and without being mazim both them, you can't do the rule. You can't apply the penalties for Edim Zomim.
So in both opinions, the hours are inclusive or exclusive.
That's what we're saying. In both of them, the hours are inclusive. We're taking the hour in which they said it happened, second and third, or third and fifth, respectively, and applying the factor that we're saying that according to the mayor, 2 hours, you can be 2 hours off. And according to the Yehuda, 3 hours off, or a little bit less than three, whatever. And applying that and saying that again, we're saying, for example, according to the mayor, let's say, the one who said it was during the third hour, it could actually mean first, second, third, fourth, or fifth. So as long as, so unless we find that he was with the other Edim during those entire 5 hours, meaning the hour itself that he said, plus 2 hours in each direction, then we can't make him an Eid Zomim. That's the idea. Mm-hmm. So now that we understand all of that, now let's go back to our Mishnah and see how that fits. Tanan, we learn in our Mishnah, Reb Meir Omer, Oichlan Kol Hei V'Sofen B'Tchilas Vav, you're allowed to eat chametz the entire fifth hour of the day, and you have to burn it at the beginning of the sixth hour. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Oichlan Kol Dalet V'Tolen Kol Hei V'Sofen B'Tchilas Vav. Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to eat for the entire fourth hour. You have to suspend it, meaning you can't eat it, but you don't have to burn it either for the entire fifth hour. And during that time, you can be feeding it to animals or selling it to goyim or whatever. V'Sofen B'Tchilas Vav, and then you burn it at the beginning of the sixth hour. Now, we established earlier in the perek that midaraisa, you're only also to eat chametz beginning from the beginning of the seventh hour, chatzos. So now, let's work out, according to the two versions of Abaya and according to Rava, how do these numbers in our Mishnah fit with what Abaya and Rava were saying about that case in Sanhedrin? Le Abaya Alibid Rav Meir, according to Abaya's first version of Rav Meir, the Omar Einadam Toya Veloiklum, where according to Abaya, according to the first version of Abaya, where he said that according to Rav Meir, we don't expect that a person made a mistake in the time at all. We said that according to Rav Meir, when one says the second hour and one says the third hour, it means it really happened exactly at 3 o'clock. So one of them is calling at the end of the hour and the other one is calling at the beginning of the hour. So according to the mayor, necho kula shis. Why should we have to stop eating chametz an hour early? We should be able to eat chametz until the end of the sixth hour, because at that point it becomes usur. Okay, Tosfos says actually it would be a minute or two before the end of the hour, because you need to burn it within the sixth hour. Fine, but the point is, at least why is your mayor saying that you need an entire hour beforehand that you don't eat? And according to the first version of Abaya, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that he says that a person could be off by up to a half an hour, Rabbi Meir should be allowing the person to eat until a half hour before Chatzos, because we're going to say that he might be mistaken on the time, but he's not going to be mistaken by more than a half an hour, according to that version of Rabbi Yehuda. Ulahach Lishna Nami, and then according to the second Lashon of Abaya, Da'amut Adam Toya Shoh Mashu, where you say that according to the Yehuda, a person might be off by as much as an hour and a little bit, Nechol Ad Soif Hey. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, you should be able to eat until the end of the fifth hour. Why is Rabbi Yehuda telling you in the Mishnah that you can only eat until the end of the fourth hour? So it doesn't seem to work out according to any of the versions of Abaya. The answer is Amar Abaya. There's a difference between Eidos and Chometz. All this time, we're assuming that there's going to be a similarity. Whatever kind of mistake a person could make as far as Eidos is the same mistake he'd make as far as Chometz. Not necessarily. Eidos is given to Zrizim, meaning when does a person come to Beis Din to give Eidos? Especially on Dinei Nefoshes. Only if he reasonably well knows the times. He knows that Beis Din is going to be interrogating him with Hakiris and Bedikas and Drishas. So he makes a point of trying to be accurate as far as the time. He can be off by a little bit, but not that much. Chometz lakol moser, as opposed to eating chometz is up to everybody. So you have some people who really don't know, they don't have a good internal clock, and they don't really know how to tell time and what time it is. So for their sake, we have to allow a larger safety margin. Okay, so that takes care of Abaya. Now let's look at Verava, Alibidida Meir. Now let's look at Rava's understandings of Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Dama Odom Toya Shtei Shois Chosimashu. Rava had said that Rav Meir says that a person could be off by as much as almost 2 hours, which is why he said again that if one person says it was during the second hour and the other was during the third hour, means it happened at 2:01 and the other one is mistakenly saying 3:59 or the other way around. Well, according to that, mitchilas heilo nechu. Then according to that mayor, you should be also to eat from the beginning of the fifth hour, because that's 2 hours before the zman, before the time that it's also daraisa, and a person might be off by 2 hours. The answer is that's not a problem, because hey chama b'mizrach v'zayin chama b'mayrav. You're talking before about Eidos, you're talking about the second or third hour of the day, you're talking about 2:01 or 3:59 or 8:01 and 9:59 or whatever. The difference in the position of the sun is not as noticeable. But between the fifth and the seventh hour, one the sun is in the east and the other one is in the west, you'll be able to recognize it. You'll be able to tell the difference. So therefore, the Rav Meir does not have to prevent you from eating chametz for 2 full hours before chatzos. Okay, well, the ihachi the shis nami nechol knew by the same answer you should say you're able to eat during the sixth hour, because after all, the sun hasn't reached the midpoint of the sky yet in the sixth hour either. The answer is Amar of Adabava Shis Yoma Bakaunasakoi. During the sixth hour, the sun is in the corner, meaning in the center. It's almost at its highest point in the sky. It's almost at the south point, but not quite. It's very easy to confuse it with being in the west, where you can easily enough tell whether the sun is in the east or the west. Just look at the position of the shadows. It's much harder to tell closer to the middle of the day when there are no shadows, or when the shadows are very short and it's hard to tell, and then it's hard to tell what direction the shadow is pointing. So So therefore, we can't allow him to eat during the sixth hour and say that you can distinguish the sixth from the seventh hour, but we can allow him, according to the mayor, to eat during the fifth hour because that's already far enough away. The sun is still very much in the east at that point, and you can easily tell between that and it being in the west. Okay, the Rava Libid Rabbi Yehuda. What about now, according to Rava's understanding of Rabbi Yehuda, according to that opinion, we're saying that a person could be off by as much as 3 hours. So therefore, Mitchilas Dalad Lenechel. So why is Rabbi Yehuda allowing him to eat till the end of the fourth hour? He should be also to eat from the beginning of the fourth hour because that's 3 hours before Chatzos. The answer is again, hey chama mizrach, v'shava chama v'mayrav. Even during the fifth hour, the sun is in the east versus in the seventh hour, it's in the west. V'chol shekin dalet, how much more so during the fourth hour, it's even more in the east. So there's no real reason to think, there's no real concern that a person is going to, even though, yes, a person would be mixed up 3 hours, that's again, when we're talking about all within the morning or all within the afternoon, when it's not that easy to tell based on the position of the sun. But when you have a clear distinction between east and west, then for sure he's going to know. Therefore, we don't have to prevent him from eating till the end of the fourth hour. Okay, well then in that case, according to that, he should be able to eat during the fifth hour also, according to the Yehuda, because again, it's still the sun is still in the east, and you can distinguish between that and being in the west. So the Gemara answers, Tirgama Abaya Libid Rava. Abaya gave an answer to explain Rava's shita, like he did before about his own shita. Ultimately, you still have chametz is given over to everybody, and therefore you have people who are not as expert at being in telling time, unlike Edim. And therefore, there's still therefore so so the mayor so so therefore Rabbi Yehuda is going to say, fine, we're not going to say that he's going to make a mistake as far as between the fourth hour and the seventh hour, but the fifth hour and the seventh hour already he might be confused about. Therefore, we have to put in that safety margin. That's Abaya's answer. The Rava Omar, Rava gives an answer for his own shita. Lav hainu time of the Rabbi Yehuda. No, when it comes to Rabbi Yehuda, has nothing to do with the amount of time that a person is making a mistake. You're right. If it was just because of people's mistakes, he would allow the same as Rabbi Meir and allow you up to the end of the fifth hour because one is in the east, one is in the west, and you're not going to mix them up. Ela Rabbi Yehuda l'taimei. Rather, Rava says, Rabbi Yehuda, in saying that you need an extra hour when you can't eat chametz, is going according to his own shita later in the next parak. Dama ein bio chametz el asreifa. Rabbi Yehuda says the only valid way of getting rid of chametz, the only way you're mekayim the mitzvah bio chametz, is by burning it. Therefore, v'yavul l'rabbanan sha'achas lukat beitzim. Therefore, the chachamim had to say there's an extra hour in which you can't eat chametz, and during that time you can be going and collecting firewood. During that hour, since you can't eat chametz, now you don't have to burn it yet, but the fact that you can't eat it yet is going to remind you like this. Otherwise, you might forget that you need firewood, and then you're going to come to the end of the hour and you don't have anything to burn it with, and you're not going to be able to be makayim bir chametz. You're not going to be able to makayim tashbisu. So the Yehuda says, we're going to make one extra hour, even though during that hour, there's no possibility that you think it's actually the afternoon, but during that hour, you can't eat it. That will remind you that you have to go looking for firewood and getting your chametz bonfire ready. Okay, the problem with that is, Esvei Ravina L'Rava, Ravina says to Rava, what do you mean though? That you're saying the chachamim need to allow an extra hour for you to gather firewood. We learn in a braisa, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Emasai, when is Rabbi Yehuda saying that you need that? When is Rabbi Yehuda saying that ain't biur chametz el asreifa? El is shaloi b'shas biuray, only not in the time of biur chametz. Aval b'shas biuray, but when it comes to the actual time of biur chametz, hashvasase b'chol davar, then even Rabbi Yehuda agrees you can get rid of it however necessary. So Rashi explains b'shas biuray means shaloi b'shas biuray would be during the whole time that it's still also daraisa. Shas Biuray then would be the time beginning from Chatzos when it's also Daraisa. At that point, Rabbi Yehuda is saying, get rid of it with whatever you can, because otherwise you're going to be over on the mitzvah of Tashbisu. So Rashi says in that case, why is Rabbi Yehuda saying you need an extra hour? Just wait until the end of the sixth hour, wait until Chatzos. At that point, you say, I have no firewood. I have to get rid of it however I can. And then you get rid of it however you can. Why does Rabbi Yehuda need to allow you an extra hour for firewood? If according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's possible to just wait until the time when it's also daraisa and then dispose of it in some other way. Tosfos doesn't like that explanation. After all, Rabbi Yehuda himself said, we learned a couple of days ago, that he doesn't want you, once chametz is osur, he doesn't even want you to be doing bedikas chametz because you might come to eat from it. So why all of a sudden would he be saying over here that you're allowed to just wait until the time when it's also and then burn it? So, okay, Mephoshim answer that, fine. Rabbi Yehuda would say, when you're actually burning it, we're not concerned that you're going to eat from it, as opposed to when you're searching from it. But still, Tosfos has a couple of other questions on Rashi as well. So Tosfos says that no. Shaloi b'shas, it's the other way around. Shaloi b'shas bi'uroi, when Rabbi Yehuda is saying you must use firewood, you must burn it, is talking about after 6 hours of the day. After the time when it's also d'rabbanan, most people do the right thing and burn it bizmanoi before the end of the sixth hour or at the very beginning of the sixth hour. So then Rabbi Yehuda is saying, if you're following what the Chachamim are saying and doing it at the right time, then I'm not requiring you to use firewood, use whatever you want. But if you delay past that point and you're now within the hour when it's, we just now within the hour when it's also d'rabbanan and not yet at the time when it's also d'araisa, then you need to dafka use firewood. So up until that point you could
use anything, but once you reach the point where it's also d'rabbanan, then you need to use firewood.
So we need an extra hour for you to gather firewood in case you weren't able to destroy it during the fifth hour. Given that, why do you need
an hour for firewood? According to Rashi, the point is you should be able to wait until Chatzos and burn it after that and dispose of it after that. According to Tosfos, the vote is you should be able to dispose of it within the time before it becomes also Drabanon, and then you don't need firewood either, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Ela, Omar Rava, Gzeira, Mishim Yoyma Ma'unan. So Rava says, fine, but we still have to make a gzeira because it might be a cloudy day. Then it's even harder to tell the time. They had sundials in those days. So the question is, then you're back to the question. If according to the Yehuda, you could be off by as much as 3 hours, then you shouldn't be able to eat during the fourth hour either, because it might already be the seventh hour. And then you can't say, look at the shadows and tell which direction they're going because it's cloudy. The answer is Amar Papa Dalad Zman Surda Lakoili. The difference is that the fourth hour of the day is the time when everybody eats. So people know about it. People know when the fourth hour is, because that's when they're hungry and that's when they normally sit and have breakfast. So therefore, a person is not going to mix up with any other time of the day. His body tells him it's time to eat, exactly. So therefore, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that would be fine to eat during that time. After that time, it's not so easy to tell the difference, especially on a cloudy day. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda is saying, stop eating chametz. So the Gemara mentions a little piece of Agadta in this connection. Tana Rabban, we learned this in Shabbos as well. Shari Shona Michael Ludim. The first hour of the day is the first hour after Netzachama is the time when Ludim eat. Ludim are cannibals, so they're very gluttonous people. They love to eat. Therefore, they eat as early as possible in the day. Shnia Michael Liston. The second hour of the day is the time when robbers eat. So Rashi explains robbers also are very hungry. They like to eat as soon as possible. The difference is that robbers are up during most of the night to commit crimes. Therefore, they sleep in the first hour of the day, and as soon as they wake up an hour into the day, then they start eating. Shlishis Michael Yoshin, the third hour of the day is a time when Yoshin, when people who inherited a lot of money eat. So it's not a matter at this point, it's not a matter of that they're gluttons, but they didn't work for their money. They inherited it, therefore they eat earlier. They eat earlier than most people. The Maharal, I think, explains the vote is most people wait until they feel hungry and then they eat. The Yoshim, they don't know the value of a dollar, so therefore they eat even when they don't necessarily feel the need to. Revius Michael Poyolin, the fourth hour of the day is when workers eat. Chamishis Michael Tamir Chachamim, the fifth hour of the day is when Tamir Chachamim eat. Shishis, because they're busy davening and learning before that. Shishis Michael Kaladim, the sixth hour of the day is when most people eat. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? Well, how can you say most people eat their first meal of the day during the sixth hour, which is the hour before Chatzos? We just said a few lines earlier that the fourth hour of the day is Zman Sudalakol. Ella Epoch. So you're right, you have to flip it around. Revius Michael, Kol Adam Chamishes Michael, Poilim Shishes Michael Tamer Chachamim. The other way around, regular people eat during the fourth hour. Workers, since they're working harder, so they take a break and they eat breakfast an hour later. And the Tamer Chachamim eat even an hour later than that, the sixth hour, because they're busy learning before that. The Alter Rebbe also points out in Tanya, they also do it as a thing of Iskafia, in order to show that they control their stomachs and they control their Nefesh HaBahamas, and not the other way around, then they delay their first meal of the day by two extra hours. Mikan ve'elach, after that, if a person eats their first meal of the day after that, kezorek even lachemis, it's like throwing a stone into a wine skin full of wine. So Rashi doesn't explain over here, but Rashi in Shabbos, where you also have this Gemara, explains two possibilities. One is, it means like this: imagine you have a wine skin, a container full of wine. It's not completely full though. There's a space at the top of it. That's going to make it more likely the wine is going to go sour faster because you have air gets into it. What happens if you then throw a rock into the wine? It helps a little bit. It helps that now there's less air in there, therefore the wine is less likely to spoil. Still, it would have been better if you filled it with wine. So the same thing in this case, you eat late in the day like that. Okay, it's not harmful, but it's not as beneficial as it otherwise would have been. The second explanation Rashi says there is that it means it's actually harmful, but Rashi doesn't like that explanation. Amar Abaya, however, Abaya says, "Lo yamoran elod latoyim midi betzafra." Now that what we're saying, that it's like throwing a rock into a wineskin, only applies if you didn't even taste anything earlier in the day. Avotoyim midi betzafra, but if you did taste something, you had a little fabaisin in the morning, and then later in the day, you're having your main meal after the sixth hour, less fun, but then there's no problem, and it's not kazerik evan lachemis. It's actually beneficial for you. Okay. So the Gemara says, "Amar Avashi, k'machloikas be'edus, kach machloikas b'chametz." The same machloikas of Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, as far as edus, is the same machloikas as they have as far as chametz, how far off a person could be time-wise. So the Gemara says, "Pshita." Well, obviously that was the whole sugya. Hainu hachdamrin, and that was the whole sugya we just went through is about exactly that point. The answer is, "Hokamash malon." Rav Ashi wants you to know, "Hat shinuyu d'shaninan shinuyahu." You should know the answer is that we gave. The answer is that we gave that after all, there is a difference between because Eidos is meant for Zrizim and Chometz is everybody. You should be aware, Shinuyahu, those are valid answers. You shouldn't think that maybe you have different Tanoim who have different versions of what Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda hold. No, Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda's shittas here match exactly their shittas in Sanhedrin. Once we allow the fact that you have Zrizim versus everybody, or Rava's point about the fourth hour being Zman Suda, and therefore people know of that when it comes to eating, which by the way, Tosfos points out, that's not relevant as far as ages. We don't say when the person says the third or the fifth hour or the fourth hour or whatever, we should say, well, you know the fourth hour because you know it's the time for breakfast, because when they're watching, when they're observing something happening, they don't necessarily pay attention to that kind of detail. So then you just have the regular question, can they tell the time based on the position of the sun? But here, when we're talking about eating, then people know when their main meal of the day is expected, and therefore they're not going to confuse it with any other time, says Rabbi Yehuda. So veloy tema tanoihi, you shouldn't think maybe it's a machloikas tanoim within what Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir says. No, you have all the different answers that we gave in the Gemara over here about the fact that that you're not going to be mistaken between the morning and the afternoon, except maybe on a cloudy day, and that on the other hand you have zrizim versus koladam and zman soda and all that. These are all valid answers, rather than having to say that the tanoim are arguing within what Rabbi Meir and what Rabbi Yehuda hold. Okay. So the Gemara says, another detail in this, Amr of Shemi Ba'ashi Leshanu El B'shois. This whole thing that we were talking about as far as the Eidos, where we said if one of them says the second and the other says the third, or according to the Yehuda, one of them says the third and one of them says the fifth, we can accept their Eidos. Leshanu El B'shois. All of that is only talking about if they were mistaken as far as the hours. One of them said second, one of them said third, where we can allow that they were mistaken a little bit in the hour. But if one of them says it was before Netzachama and the other one says after, then their Eidus is bottled. Well, it's pshita, obviously. You can expect everybody's going to know the difference between before and after, before and after nets. Ella, no, you're right. What Rav Shimon bar Ashi meant to say is echad omer kodem ha-netzachama ve-echad omer besoich ha-netzachama. If one of them says it was before nets and the other one says it was during nets, as the sun was rising, also a dosan b'teila. So again, the question is, honami pshita. Okay, but isn't that also obvious? People should know the difference. The answer is no, not necessarily. Mau detema. Without Rav Shimi Ba'ashi telling us, you could have thought, Tavayu Chodam Milsakamri, both Edim really are saying the same thing. They both did actually mean the same time. So the one who says it was before Hanetzachama, fine, he didn't see the sun rising yet. The one who said it was Baseich Hanetzachama, Bigiluya Habakoi, he was standing in an open, exposed area. Vizaharuri Ba'almohudachaza, he was seeing flashes of light, like he was able to see. He was able to see the sun coming over the horizon. Or there's another possibility. Some of the Mefoshim say, like maybe he saw lightning or something, and mistook it v'zaruri ba'almu dechaza, and he thought that that was netzachama, and really it's a little bit, and really it's a little bit earlier, like the other aides said. Kamash malan. Therefore, if Shimi Ba'ashi tells us nothing doing, one says before nets, and the other one says during nets, throw out the aides. So that ends the discussion about Eidos, and then we're going to continue tomorrow with more discussion about this business in the Mishnah, going back to the Mishnah about when you're allowed to eat chametz and when you're not allowed to. We have also, remember, besides the two opinions in our Mishnah, the Meir and the Rehuda, we also have Ram Gamliel, who says that there's a difference in that between Truma and Cholin. So we're going to discuss that. We're going to take up that point tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. Shkayach.